This is a dictation for Ray Jezo. Date of service is 6/24/2024. Date of birth is 4/15/1984. Date of accident is 6/11/2023. Mr. Ray Jezo is a victim of an automobile accident where he was involved in a head-on collision as a restaurant driver on 6/11/2023. The patient has a consistent problems emanating from this accident, leading to headaches, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying the front and the back constantly. Associated with it is the neck pain, mid-back pain, lower back pain, which are 10 according to the patient, and also both knee pain and both shoulder pain. Currently, shoulder pain is minimal to the tune of 4, and patient is able to lift his hands up to 100 degrees in abduction and forward flexion. The knee pain is consistently bad and is making his walk difficult. He can barely walk up to a block. More than that, it becomes quite painful. The pain level is 10 in all these areas, and ADLs are affected 10. 50% improvement is listed by the patient with all the treatments. Please review the records for the ADLs for the system review. T means taste and smell means S. So he, in the neurology and psych, I mentioned T minus and S minus, which means that there is no issue with the smell and the taste. Review the record for the additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance history. The patient has a consistent severe pain in the lower back, in the knees, and headaches are consistent. Patient is not doing physical therapy currently due to his mood problem, depression problem, and he's advised to do home therapy, yoga, laser treatment has been advised, infrared treatment has been advised. He's been advised to do traction at home. He's also requested to do a MRI at M1 imaging to get a forensic report of a correct MRI diagnosis, as we believe that his pain is way too much than is explained by the MRI finding from Basha. He is continuously disabled, housework replacement, and transportation. He is provided with the following medication, which is Namenda 10 mg at night, Antivert 25 mg. Namenda is for memory issues. The Antivert is for dizziness and vertigo. Norco 7.5/325 is provided for incidental pain relief when pain is severe, 21 tablets, to take them in the morning so that he can do physical therapy and walk and do the chores. His maps and labs have been reviewed. In addition, patient was given a choice to see an orthopedic surgeon for his knees and shoulder. He is also advised to consult a spine surgeon that he declined. He's also advised to do a chiropractic treatment that also he has declined. He is not able to make it, but he does have a case management. In addition, patient was provided with Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect. Protonix was provided 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Wellbutrin XR 150 mg is provided for help with the depression and anxiety. Xanax is provided 0.5 mg for anxiety PRN. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for relief with the headaches and neuropathy pains, and Furoscix for headache relief. The patient is otherwise stable. He is not amenable for any injection treatment for his shoulder or knees at this time, and he is not amenable for getting a new MRI. I provided him a new laser treatment prescription. If he chooses to go, that'll be valid. He'll be seen in 30 days' time.